This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Media, NFL.com, former scout who's now one of their, I think he's the guy they're grooming as the new Mike Mayock on the NFL Network, sort of their draft guru.
I think you're right.
He's talked to a few executives that are going to be at the Combine later on this month about Kyler Murray. And they had some interesting things to say. They all agree that Murray's going to be the big story there. Will he or won't he play? One executive says, will he or won't he play football? How does he interview with teams? His Super Bowl media interviews were a mess. Another executive says that it's a QB league and Murray is an outside-the-box prospect. Teams are anxious to get to know him. His Dan Patrick interview confused me. He's generating a lot of buzz. This is the one that I wanted to get your guys' opinion on. It's got to be, they're talking about what's the biggest story at the Combine, and this executive said it's got to be Murray. We've all been told what he'll measure and run, but I want to see it for myself. Also, it will be interesting to see if he's still so wishy-washy when asked about baseball. Is Kyler Murray, and I know his statement that he made the day he announced he was going pro, which I think somebody else crafted, says, doesn't even mention baseball. It's, I'm all in on football. I'm all in on becoming the best I can be. But we know he's got people still talking to the A's, and we know the A's would still take him in a heartbeat. Is his proficiency at these two sports in any way, do you think in any way is going to hurt his draft stock?
I do not. I like in now relative to the baseball conversation and how people talk about being wishy-washy and that kind of thing, I think that is the same type of noise that was around Baker Mayfield last year with the grabbing the crotch, the running from cops in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and all that kind of jive. I think it's the same type of noise. I don't buy into it one iota that these management and these guys that are making the decisions are worried about Kyler Murray in baseball at this point.
They did the math. Joel Corey of CBSSports.com did the math on it. And I guess for Kyler Murray to recoup what he would have made if the A's didn't add another dollar to the deal, I think it's like 4.7 or 4.9 million, he would need to be the 39th pick in the draft in terms of guaranteed money. The 39th pick in the draft is slotted for that same amount. In order to get the $15 million that the A's reportedly were willing to go to, he'd need to be drafted 17th in the draft.
Yeah, I honestly don't think there's anything Kyler Murray or Eric Burkhart could say to me if I was an NFL GM that would completely 100% without a doubt convince me that he's done with baseball. Because of what we're talking about here, unless he's taken in the top 10 or 12, the guaranteed money he'll get from the NFL is money the A's can easily top. As long as that's the case, I'm sorry. I don't know if I would trust the kid. And I don't think he did himself any favors on that Dan Patrick Show interview as well, where he couldn't have been more wishy-washy.
Yeah.
I think he did himself probably about $1 million worth of favors. I rewatched that thing. That is a completely a Gatorade paid appearance, and that is the only reason he was there, and that leads me to say that type of opportunity is not there if he decides baseball is the way to go.
I'm not sure what you're saying. What kind of
the only reason he went on Dan Patrick during that Super Bowl thing, because he obviously had made no decision, they were not ready to make any kind of announcement. The only way that he went on, he had a Gatorade jacket on, he had a Gatorade in his hand, he set the Gatorade on Dan Patrick's desk,
right?
And that was 100% a paid appearance by Gatorade. I don't know what amount of money was involved
okay.
there. I just think that those things would not, that's why he did it, one, for whatever that price tag was. And I think, two, those types of opportunities right now, and probably over the next 2 or 3 years, the dollars that can be generated between now and that third year, whenever baseball money would kick in or whenever he could possibly make that kind of money, the money he'll make off the field being a first-round draft pick and being Kyler Murray in the NFL is
supersedes.
It's probably beyond the $15 million that we're talking about with baseball.
You say third year with baseball, and I'm guessing you're talking about how baseball, it takes a while for you to get past minimum wage and the team
control
and all
that.
Right, right.
But we're talking about an Oakland A's offer that could be much more substantial than the one they gave him when he was the ninth overall pick and wasn't going to play football. They guaranteed him $4.66 million as the ninth overall pick. They have the option to convert that contract to a major league contract and guarantee him as much as they want. So that's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
If he's guaranteed as a mid-first-round pick by the NFL that takes him, say, $15 million, the A's can say, we'll guarantee you $20 million. So that's why I would never completely trust that what he and Eric Burkhardt are telling me is the absolute truth.
This I will say, I'm more interested in watching Kyler Murray's press session at the Combine than I am him running the 40.
Yeah, I
agree. More interested.
I agree.
No doubt.
Watching him face the media.
I thought the media deal with Dan Patrick, I thought it was cool. I thought it was interesting. In today's world, it doesn't surprise me that he had zero answers for Dan Patrick.
No, but does it concern you that a quarterback was that unprepared to go on a show like that?
I don't
think
he was unprepared.
So you think that was the plan going in?
I think he went in there going to cash a check, and he was not going to answer any questions that had anything to do with the A's and the NFL. He was not going to answer those questions.
I also think he's got a baseball body, not a quarterback's body.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.